Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, March 8th. R. Kelly's former lawyer from his child pornography case from 10 years ago is speaking out. Ed Jensen says R. Kelly was guilty as hell. He even said Kelly had to take anti-libido shots to keep his urges from sex under control. He goes on to say that he doesn't think Kelly has had any inappropriate relationships in years, but does think that since he won his lawsuit 10 years ago, the singer may think that he is bulletproof. SZA fans have been patiently waiting for a follow-up album to her debut album. She says that she's almost ready to give it to him. The singer took to Instagram to share her certifications with fans and thank them, saying, "I can't thank God enough for how far I've come." Her debut album was out in 2017. It is now platinum, and it is a four-time Grammy-nominated album. She is set to perform this Sunday during a tribute for Aretha Franklin on CBS. Now, in addition to SZA, it looks like Swae Lee and Slim Jimmy are back in the studio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Ray Schrummer, they are on the cover of Essence magazine. Swae said, "As for Ray Schrummer, we dropped three classic albums already, and it's time for a fourth. The fans have been patient. It's time to give them what they've been waiting for." And he says that he's also about to drop a solo album composed of all original music. Jimmy says that he is also about to drop his solo project. Gucci recently came under fire for a sweater that resembled blackface on their website. Although the sweater was removed from the site, it seems like Young Thug was able to get his hands on it before they pulled them completely. The rapper was spotted in a studio with Gunna wearing the sweater. T.I., Soulja Boy, Lil Pump, and 50 Cent previously called out Gucci for the design, but it seems like Thugga didn't have a problem with it. Happy birthday to Boris Cujo and Kenny Smith. I'm Miss Jessica the Grown Next Door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
Power 98. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.